What is the goal? Repeatedly, we've asked. Will what you're doing end power and in a single generation? Or will it ameliorate harsh conditions? Because it's only the former that's good enough in the face of the massive privatization of the planet's resources, ever-expanding power's purse, a big nada waiting ours, and ocean death looming upon us, and the total suppression of our humanness. So what should we be doing? Here's a letter from someone who, like me, wants or says he does to get to the heart of the problem. Quote, the strategies to end corporate rule presented in the spring 2012 issue of Yes Magazine can, like welfare programs, ameliorate some of the unjust systemic consequences of capitalism, but they cannot possibly produce an economy of equal liberty and justice for everyone. We will not end corporate rule until the power to expand the money supply, and here let's pause, because I believe he's already veered off course. In my recent conversation with Joel McIver, he asked, are corporations the root of the problem? And today we'll also be asking, does this word economy have any meaning for a future premised on generalized human leisure? And to continue with this letter, he says, until the power to expand the money supply of the society is taken away from private banks and given instead to a collectively controlled capital access process, one that by law expands the money supply to ensure every person access to the capital necessary to develop a successful share of the economy. We cannot attain a truly free society by patching a system that is designed not to attain the free society, unquote. And I included that letter initially, sort of just thinking the man's confused, but the more I've pondered that letter, the more it feels disingenuous or planted. The confusion here is truly dismaying. And again, speaks to the importance of creating, using, and disseminating a people's lexicon. Look at the terms he's using without defining, leaving them dangling or rather free-floating for power to snap up at its leisure. Economy, liberty, justice, free, all of which he then associates in our minds with this phrase he spouts uncritically, whether intentionally or no. Nevertheless, planting power's key ideology that, quote, capital is necessary to develop the economy, unquote. But we don't yet have the people's lexicon in play over the airwaves anywhere, such that its currency could be exchanged among us, and we could watch true power, true wealth sprout in its tracks. Today we're asking, what is wealth, and where does it come from? Because only when we're unclear on where wealth comes from can we imagine that beginning to tax financial transactions or attempting to limit profits, even if it could be accomplished on a large enough scale to register as a blip globally and slightly improve the conditions under which we the people live, all of which is doubtful given power's hold on the levers of state. How only when we're confused on what wealth is and where it comes from can we think that doing these things could mean that wealth is returned to us.